This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ken Santapietro is with me. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080. I just love that name. Once in a while, a really cool name will come up. And I just love when that happens. You know, there are so many people out there, you know, John Smith. Well, that's nice. And then you get Ken Santapietro, and he is with us on Spotlight Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham. It's WTIC News Talk 1080. And we are going to be talking about the 2025 Connecticut Catholic Men's Conference, which is happening next Saturday. And as I talked about a little bit in our opening monologue, I was just trying to wax poetic a little bit and open up and just share some thoughts in general about how people in this day and age are just looking for some answers. They're looking for some pondering, if you will, of some of the bigger picture issues that we're facing, whether it's something that's happening literally in your own life or next door to you at your neighbors, or something that's macro, right? We're talking big politics, international issues, those kinds of things. And this might be an opportunity for some people to at least get an idea of what guidance, some of the different thoughts and inspirations that are out there and available to us. Well, Ken, welcome to the show. Thanks for reaching out and happy to have you on.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it very much.
And as my understanding, you've been a longtime listener of WTIC, haven't you?
Yes, since, for years. Probably I started listening in the 1970s.
Oh, my goodness. The Bob Steele era, you know, everyone always tells me about Bob Steele. I wish I grew up in that generation.
Well, I know you can listen to his old shows. So.
I do. I have the tapes. Yes, I've shared them as part of our centennial. Well, and now you're on the station, and so I couldn't be happier to have you with us. And you actually reached out to me. Sometimes people ask me, Ken, Morgan, how do you find out about all these things happening? And from time to time, I find them. And at other times, people reach out to me. And this is a case where you reached out to me with this concept to talk about the Connecticut Catholic Men's Conference. So just give me some general idea. I mean, you've been involved in this for some time, haven't you?
Yeah, this is my 13th conference that I'll be the director of. And I've enjoyed it every step of the way from the very first one that I went to, which was 18 years ago. I went there and I left with the thought that, you know, this is not what I thought it would be. And I really was encouraged by the day. And as a Catholic man trying to live more within my faith, to be a better man, was there one thing that I can get out of the conference every year? And that's what I have always spoke to guys about when I invite them. Just to say, if you can take one thing away with you that'll make your life better, every single year, your spirit, your faith will increase incrementally. So that's really the goal. And our idea the last few years has been able to call it a spiritual booster shot of sorts. And we invite Catholic men from all over Connecticut to attend. It's one of the only men's conferences in the country that is put on as a collaboration between multiple dioceses. And those are groups of Catholic churches that are run by separate bishops within Connecticut. We have three. So it's Hartford and Bridgeport and Norwich Diocese. They came together some 18 years ago to nominate through a committee of lay people. That's people who were not religious, that they were not priests or deacons. Our group is completely volunteer, and we run a conference which has had a similar format, although we've changed up some things every year, but it's been that way for 18 years. And we don't really do a lot of advertising other than to our Catholic groups. We don't reach out there into the community looking for, you know, individuals who aren't Catholic necessarily to go, but how do we reach our Catholic listeners? How do we reach our Catholic guys if they're not listening, you know, about it in their church and noticing our posters? And I thought, what better way to do that than to contact WTIC? I heard your afternoon program on Saturdays, and I thought, would he talk with me about the Connecticut Catholic Men's Conference?
Well, and the answer is yes, apparently.
Thank you very much.
Well, let me ask you this, Ken. You know, you talked about how it wasn't what you thought it was going to be. So before you tell us, I mean, you kind of already have told us a little bit generally about what it is and what it's all about. Just tell me, what was that preconceived notion that you had? You walked in for the first time, because I can imagine somebody in the audience here is listening. Maybe they're interested. If they're around next Saturday, they might check it out. And they might be thinking what this might possibly be like, but they have really no experience with it. They have no idea. So what was that preconceived notion you had? You walked in. What did you expect that first time?
Well, by trade, I'm a CPA. And so when somebody said conference, I was thinking I was going to walk in, receive a three-ring binder, be led into a large room with a bunch of tables where there'd be three or four chairs, and we'd be looking at a speaker all day long who would be telling us what we're doing wrong. And then we'd be talking to us about the fact that we maybe don't go to confession enough, or that we need to pay attention more and, you know, read from the Bible, et cetera. And I'd have to take notes all day. But that's not what the men's conference is. It's truly a fraternal brotherhood type of day where the men attend. And what I found was men that came there that day, they wore their favorite crucifix outside of their shirts. They wore something that showed that they were affiliated with the Knights of Columbus, or they were affiliated with a certain retreat group or a particular church. And they came there proudly celebrating the fact that we were Catholics, and they were Catholics who, for the most part, are big volunteers within our own parishes. And so we get together, and we might sit in an auditorium with over 500 men and listen to some national speakers discuss things that are important to us and men's spirituality. And then at the same time, we are invited whenever we want to, you know, walk out and go over to a room filled with exhibitors who have tables sharing with us their apostolate, you know, what they work for in the faith, and be it, you know, Knights of Columbus, any other group that is there, the Connecticut Catholic Conference, which is the group that's that works with all of the dioceses for the legal protection of people's rights, all of the pro-life centers in Connecticut, all of those other things like Jerusalem gifts will be there with the Holy Land gifts this year. There will be a vocations corner where we'll have every vocation director from the state of Connecticut, all the dioceses, they will be there. There will be men that are just sharing what their men's group does. And we'll have lunch, and we'll enjoy the day. We'll go through the entire day, and then together we'll sit down, we'll celebrate the afternoon the vigil mass, that one that's good for the weekend, or, you know, answers our obligation to attend mass. And then the archbishop, it's been a tradition, the archbishop will perform the celebrate the mass with all of us, and we have great music and a super homily, and the guys, they leave supercharged in their faith.
The booster shot, as you called it.
That's right. That's what it is. And it became something in my life that after going for 5 years or so, I thought I would raise my hand and volunteer for the committee. And then after a couple of years, they asked me if I would become the director. And I stepped in, and it's been a wonderful experience for me. We've got a team of guys who very gladly let me run it, you know. And I'm just overjoyed to keep doing it every year. And I get a lot out of it. And I know that as a Catholic man, I've grown so much. In the 13 years, I'm a better father and co-worker and whatever else you want to say that it is on account of what we've done here in Connecticut.
In its 18th year, and Ken, in its 18th year here, how has this changed, right? Because you have to have seen incremental changes in everything from our world to the Catholic faith. Now we have a new pope who was American-born in our world. So just tell me, you know, what are some of the changes that you have seen in going through this year after year after year?
Yeah, I think that I will tell you something, that the men that went 18 years ago are many of the same men that go now. But what they see is a slightly different conference, a little bit less formal, a little more informal, a little more joyous, a little more entertaining. I think that what they'll find in the conference now, it's also a lot more attention to those things that are very important to our faith. We've added a few things over the years. One thing that I added as director was a Eucharistic procession that's at the beginning of the day. And the procession is just, it's our walking in prayer with the Eucharist, that is the communion host, that's in the large monstrance that's carried by the Catholic priest. And it's showing us that God walks with us, and we do this at the very beginning of the day. We've also added some other things that, you know, show us that God is with us and that we have the Catholic faith all around us. We had an opportunity to add another procession before we even do this one of the Eucharist. We process in with relics of Catholic saints, and, you know, relics are, they're actually pieces, or, you know, fabric, clothing, things that were very personal. It could be even fingers, a piece of a bone, and a reliquary that we'll have for over 30 saints up on our stage during the day. And these things are points of reverence for Catholics when we do that. And what else have you seen different? We've been to many different places. We've had a conference in East Hartford at Goodwin College. We've had the conference at St. Paul Catholic High School, at Northwest Catholic High School. This year we're at Holy Cross Catholic High School. Each year we're going to an auditorium that's a little bit bigger. So more men are partaking of the opportunity to, you know, do what God is asking them to do on that day, give the day to God. That is one of the things that a bishop told me years ago. I remember going in and seeing the bishop for confession. And I said, what can I do? And he said, give the day to God. And I thought, my gosh, this is the most fantastic thing that I can ever say to another guy when we're talking about why should men go. And I tap somebody on the shoulder, and all I can do is ask.
We are talking this week with Ken Santapietro. I just love that name. No, it's not something else. I know you look at the name and you want to say something else, but it's actually Santa Pietro. I love the name, Ken Santa Pietro. He's the director of the Connecticut Catholic Men's Conference 2025. And he reached out to me with the idea for a talk show. It's a one-day gathering, and it's happening next Saturday. Don't forget that. Next Saturday at Holy Cross High School in Waterbury. Theme is the Pilgrims of Hope in the 2025 Jubilee year. They're expecting over 500 Catholic men showing up looking for encouragement, fellowship, prayer, inspiring talks. Ken is with us this afternoon on Spotlight Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080. Before we continue talking about this, I mean, there are some pertinent details here that we should probably talk about. The cost of tickets, who attends. So, Ken, maybe you could fill us in on that.
I appreciate that very much. To buy tickets, we prefer that we have them purchased online at our website so that we know how many men are going to be arriving. You would go to our website is CT, like for, you know, for Connecticut, CT Catholic Men, so all one word, .org. And you go there and there's a ticket page. And you can buy an adult ticket for $45. A teen ticket is $30. And any deacons or seminarians or priests, of course, they can sign up for a ticket, but they get to go for free.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. It's a big event. Over 500 men expected to gather this year. It's the 18th year. And, you know, Ken, kind of the big theme that I've been looking at in general for quite some time, and certainly in the last 2 weeks, we've had a lot of heavy news, not just nationally, but international heavy news as well. We have wars overseas. We have political concerns here in the United States. You know, there's a lot going on. You know, I talked about a freak plane crash at the top of the hour that killed somebody. I mean, in life, you just never know. And it leaves people often looking for at least some different ideas, some different answers, some different insight. Do you find when you go to these every year, you know, that there are men out there who have these exact same thoughts? In other words, I'm not alone, you're not alone, we're not alone here, that we're all contemplating, we're all thinking about some of these major issues in our world, and we're looking for a different approach. Do you find that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, one of the things that can harm Catholic men is to be in isolation when these things are bothering them. And if they come to the men's conference, you know, what they're going to find is it's a celebration of renewal, you know, forgiveness, and it's joy for the day. But what they're going to find even more about that is there's going to be brotherhood with other guys who are concerned with that same thing. In this particular year, you know, it is the Jubilee year. It was pronounced by Pope Francis a year ago. We've got several speakers that are going to be talking to current events as well as, you know, as well as the idea behind the theme. Dr. Ray Guarendi is going to be here. He's a psychologist and a father of, I think, of 10, and he's a radio host on EWTN Radio. He'll be here. And he always touches on current events, and he'll talk to the men about their concerns. We have two priests that are with us this year. One is the vocations director for the Archdiocese of Hartford. The other one comes from Detroit, and he's a healing minister leader. So he's actually going to be praying over the men during the middle part of the day to help them out with any of their concerns. And our other speaker is nationally known. His name is Michael O'Neill, and he's referred to as the miracle hunter. He's the most expert person around the world that has visited miracles that have happened and have been recognized by Catholics all around the world. So these fellows will touch on the topics that you're concerned with, that I'm concerned with, that the men are concerned with. Plus, they'll have an opportunity, of course, to address any of their concerns with other guys that they're there with as well. It is what makes the men's conference special.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It truly is. It helps us to address those things that we need a little more to draw a little strength from each other.
You mentioned about how we're not supposed to be living in isolation, that that's not an answer to addressing the problems that we have in our own lives or in the world for that matter. I'm thinking back to a conversation I had with Father Ed Nadolny, who's a friend of this talk show, and he's been on before a few times, and he has some incredible insight. And he's often talked about how the problem with the world today, whether you're a man, a woman, whether you're in the United States or someplace else, is we're living in an era of me, myself, and I, and our phones and technology, although great tools, have not necessarily helped that. Is this a day, is this an opportunity for attendees to unplug?
I would think that it is. Father Ed has many times shown up in the morning of the conference and said, Ken, give me a table. I'm putting out my things. And he's arrived. And we're well, you know, he's welcome at any time.
Of course.
What a great priest and a representative of the Catholic faith. When you're driving around and you see those billboards that were put up through his efforts. But absolutely. On this day, you really don't need your telephone. I mean, we don't take it away from anybody, but you know, you want to attend and unplug and leave the emails to later on in the day. You know, sit there, make a couple of notes, perhaps, and something that you hear, something that you want to take away. If there's one thing that you want to change and you want to try it, that was my experience years ago. You know, it's a very Catholic thing to say that the first thing that I did was decided to participate in my monthly adoration group at my church. And so that was it 1 year. Another year was that I was going to teach religious education. I added that 1 year. Another year, besides going to the conference, you know, I decided that I was going to volunteer to be on the committee. The men that attend aren't there for the media of it. We are very much, everybody's hands-on. There's very few opportunities for, you know, we don't use a lot of graphics during the day. I show a movie premiere, I think, on a religious movie during the lunchtime. That's about it. So otherwise, they're not plugged in. That's for sure.
What about friendships? Because that seems to be so hard in 2025, making new friends in person who have shared experiences, or maybe I'm alone in this, I don't know. I'm 29 years old, and I find it very hard to connect with people in my generation because, well, hard to find them, you know? Like I mentioned, and like we've talked about, they're plugged in, if you will.
Yeah. You know, there are some youth groups, and you are, you know, part of a youth group as far as Catholics go. I'd have to say that in the men's conference, you didn't ask me this, but, you know, the average age is likely late 40s and 50s, and we've got men that are much older and younger. But there are groups of Catholic men in Connecticut that have, they meet with guys and girls that are from 18 to 39. And that's what they're doing. They're getting together, you know, weekly for the camaraderie, for the brotherhood, for the fraternity. That's what you're talking about. And they're not doing it alone. And the attendance at these individual groups is growing by leaps and bounds. My son's involved with one called Crossroads for Christ. They've got several chapters around Connecticut. They're going to have a table there. Young Catholic Professionals has several locations in Connecticut. They're going to have a table at the men's conference. Again, guys come to find out about these opportunities to get involved outside. You know, one of the things that we've always discussed in the 18 years and in every retreat I've ever been on is what happens after this day. The old saying is, you know, you come down the mountain. You know, what else is there now? And that's why you're there. You're there to talk to these exhibitors to find out what are their Catholic men's groups, what are they doing there in the parishes, where do you get together, you know, for the dinner, where do you get together for the prayer, for the Bible study, and you can certainly, you know, and just enhance your life through participation with these groups. It's not even limited to the Catholic things. It's just limited to your creativity if you want to get together with others. And then something that's going to be beneficial and follows along with your faith. So, yeah, there's so many things that men can do to find ways to better their life. And I'm just in love with the idea of the Connecticut Catholic Men's Conference as a place to go. Once a year, get that spiritual booster shot, as we said.
Ken Santapietro is my guest this week on Spotlight Connecticut. He's the director of the Connecticut Catholic Men's Conference 2025. He's been the director for some time. It is the 18th year of the conference, and it's happening at the Holy Cross High School in Waterbury, Connecticut. So people who want to go to Holy Cross next weekend, Ken, what do they need to know? When do doors open? What do tickets cost? Where can they find more information?
Yes, thank you for asking. Doors open at 7:30 a.m. in the morning, and the program begins promptly at 8:30 a.m. So you've got an hour to get in there, to get your coffee, get prepared, get the lay of the land, you know, see how things are. And the event runs full day, and it concludes with our 4 p.m. vigil mass. All right? Now, to get your ticket, go to online, ctcatholicmen.org. That's CT like Connecticut, ctcatholicmen.org. Go there and you can find the tickets page. Actually, there's a button right on the front screen. You can go to the ticket page. Adults are $45. Teens are $30. And all religious deacons, seminarians, and priests attend for free. You can also buy tickets at the door. That's not a problem. Just that we'd like to know how many lunches we're going to need for the day. I'm planning on about 600. So there we are. But I would really love people to buy the tickets beforehand and spend a little time looking at items on our website, find out about the elements of the conference. That would be of great help to you. When they go there, they receive a gift bag from us that has a program detailing the day. And also inside the gift bag are prayer cards, and sometimes there's rosaries, and other times there's, this year we have a specialty, I'll announce it here, we have a special mouse pad designed for the Connecticut
Conference.
Oh, that's different. Yeah, we've got our logo on there, a picture of a Catholic monstrance in adoration. I think the guys are going to love the design. You know, we do those kinds of things so that men can feel every single day as they look on their desk and do their work that, you know, they're part of something. And, you know, we're just happy to offer that. But that's how they get a ticket. Go to ctcatholicmen.org, or they can come to Holy Cross Catholic High School in Waterbury.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. It's WTIC News Talk 1080, and we are about to wrap up with Ken, whose name I love. Ken Santapietro. What does that stand for, Ken?
It stands for St. Peter.
Oh, I should have been able to get... Oh, boy, I'm embarrassed now. I should have been able to figure that out. I guess I didn't think about it too much, but I do love the name. I really do. And you are the director of the Connecticut Catholic Men's Conference 2025, 18th year. And look, we're running short on time, but just in general, tell me what it's like directing this and keeping it going year after year.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. And I will say one thing. Meals have been a trip. Making sure that we feed 500 guys within an hour has always been a trick. And we have tried just about everything over the years, from cookouts to other things, and then trying to get rid of having big lines. But we finally figured it out. We use Subway foot-long sandwich meals. So they come in boxes. I'll have 600 of them delivered on the day of the conference. And so when the time comes, it's time to eat, the guys will go into the cafeteria and they'll just grab one of these. We have three different varieties of footlong sandwiches, and they will enjoy their lunch and get back to what they wanted to be there for.
600, you say?
Yeah, we'll do 600 lunches. Yep, that's right.
Wow.
So that would be awesome. And then I guess I should tell you that a quick story. During the pandemic, we even had the men's conference. We didn't want it to end. We tried a couple of different things. What we ended up doing was we rented New Britain Stadium in 2020 and 2021. And we got it for a steal, and we had access to the entire stadium. And I believe it was in 2020, there was an announcement by the governor a week before our conference that we were going to be limited to 300 people in the entire stadium that fit 6,000. And so what we did is we had a platform right on the field, and the guys sat in the bleachers, and we watched our mass, and we listened to speakers who were on the, on the first baseline doing their talks. And it was quite an event. And thank God for great weather 2 years in a row. That's why we don't do it outside anymore, because it's always a...
That's a risk.
Risk, yeah. But that was one of the neatest experiences we ever had. Wish I had a better word to describe it, but the guys loved it. The idea of me directing the whole day and sitting in the dugout and watching what's going on the field was different, to say the least.
Well, I love the story there, Ken, and I hate to say that's time, but we are pretty much out of time. And I hope you guys have great success next Saturday, September 27th, 2025. Holy Cross in Waterbury, the high school. Pilgrims of Hope is the theme for this year's Connecticut Catholic Men's Conference 2025. Learn more at ctcatholicmen.org. Ken, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much, and you're welcome. And you can come.
Yes. Well, if I could escape a little bit of the radio life, I think we'll make it happen. It's not too far away from the studios. But look, Ken, thanks for reaching out. Keep in touch, would you?
All right. God bless you. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.